والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إخواني وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We start the مصطلح الحديث بمدخل إلى علم المصطلح أو مصطلح الحديث. And as we know, say now a subject where you need attention small and a very important subject. So we'll go small. And any area we're not clear for you, make sure say you get them clear before we go before. And the other thing, a subject where we know the teacher so no more than most. Not also, ilm al hadith, a subject where you know the teacher no more so na most. So that can make it can be strange to we. Bismillah, we will go with her small. Then pages there we'll get. We'll try to cover them today. Then tomorrow, inshallah, we'll get other pages them, inshallah. Clear on Sharif? الدرس الأول تعريف مصطلح الحديث وموضوعه وفائدته وواضعه. Now this we get in this lesson. What do we get in this lesson? Not so you know, put on the mind there. But take a step. Okay. Until they don't left class, they don't go. You only see them on auto media. Alpha go to paper, no don't, you don't know. Tarifu, the lesson we get today like this. The anasir, eh? The anasir at dars. The outline of this class, number one, we want to look at the definition of مصطلح الحديث. Then number two, the موضوع of مصطلح الحديث. Number three, the فائدة, the benefit for study مصطلح الحديث. Then number four, Uda na the first person way a write on this subject mustalahu al hadith tarifu. Now the first one the definition, eh? Waiting mustalahu al hadith or ilmu al hadith huwa ilmun bi qawaida يعرف بها أحوال الراوي والمروي من ناحية القبول والرد. This now the definition of مصطلح الحديث. The first point, مصطلح الحديث نعلم. Not also? Now what is it? علم. Wrong at that? What's not the definition of علم? إدراك الشيء على حقيقته. نحن علم ماذا صور؟ إدراك الشيء على حقيقته. What are they called? Okay. Bring cool one.
كل واحد.
إدراك الشيء على حقيقته. نلغو علم المصطلح علم ها؟ نادي knowledge نادي subject where they deal with بقواعد some they say بأصول وقواعد بقواعد نادي principles they're not so نادي subject where they deal with the rules the principles where they guide we يعرف بها then they know through them principles yeah that the principles of hadith through them principles yeah then they know أحوال الراوي والمروي then they know it in أحوال الراوي والمروي then they know the conditions of the راوي whether not the راوي not the reporter of the hadith what about the مروي not the hadith itself way they report clear the راوي not the person we report the hadith the marwi na the hadith sasa we he report in other words the rawi na the sanad the marwi na the matan the rawi na the sanad then na the chain of reporters then the marwi na the matan then the text the hadith itself way then report so mustalah al hadith na ilm bi qawaida wa ila bi qawaidi bi na harf jar qawaid ala wazni ha kayf wain al mim ya ammi ha مساجد على وزن على وزن مفاعل مقاعد على وزن مفاعل قواعد على وزن فواعل لو هو شايف سو سي هو علم يعرف بها علم بقواعد That mustalah al hadith, not the subject, not the learning, where they teach you what in? What did they teach me? Not just me? But when I'm not me. Bi qawa'ida, did they teach you what in? The principles. Yu'rafu, what are yu'rafu? Then they know, biha, through the principles. Yeah. Biha, they refer to the qawa'id. Yu'rafu, bihadihi al qawa'id. That then they know through them principles, yeah? Which then they know? Ahwalur Rawi. The condition of who that? The Rawi, the reporter of the Hadith wal Marwi. And the Hadith itself with the report. Clear? Min nahiyati, or min haythu. Min haythu. That in terms of where they know the Rawi, he did not know how. Where they know the Marwi, he did not know how. Min haythu or min nahiyatil qabul. In terms of what in? The acceptance of who that? The reporter or the hadith itself with the report. Or what rad? Or for reject the reporter or for reject the hadith. Where they talk about for no bihalu rawi, you know say in the study of hadith, you want to know if this rawi na adil, no so, huh? If the rawi na what in adil, what in by adil? What na adil? When you say this rawi na adil?
Unfortunately, we just don't have the determining.
Now somebody will be says, they are not sabia for commit big sins. And it difficult for Kitan by the small sins then. Naina, idol. Halas, naina, idol. So the reporter of the hadith, then the checker is in out in, idol. Halas. So now they say for know the ahwal rawi. They want to know about this reporter. If he in a idol, or then don't make jerk by this rawi, not so. When I read about the jarwa at ta'dil, that subject we some of we can get mine for his affairs, eh? They look some. Now make Sheikh Muhammad say, ah, Muhammad Hassan, he say that jarwa tajrih, now get, who not get ta'dil? Anybody in a jarwa? Khalas, Mashaykh. So you don't know through this ahwal rawi. If this rawi is adil or not so adil. Not so? Naam. Then another thing you need to know about the method of transmitting the hadith. How the person will take the hadith and how he transmits the hadith. Now, for example, when we go to school, we need notes. At times, it is present in a class also, it is getting direct from that. Here you are. Sometimes the teacher they write, they copy. At times, the teacher they dictate, they copy. Sometimes the teacher they prepare the pamphlet, he can give you. Not also, then he confirm what's in the inside. You go with her. Or at times you're not present, outside, the teacher talk. Now you can't be, now you can't copy from. And then tell me they can get them spell the mistake problem, the other. And see? Well, also the transmission of hadith. Now I make them tell you the tariqat al-tahammul wal-ada. How you go receive the hadith and how you back the can deliver. How you transmit. So this all is inside Naya. Then it is talk about the marwi. That the hadith inserted, if they will accept them or they will reject them, eh? Either the sanad, the chain of reporters, or the text, the matter. Not so. And the means for making the hadith reach you. Now from different angles, or how the hadith meet you, or who that you they refer to. This na transmission where they refer directly to the prophet, or this na transmission where not to Allah direct, or you they refer to the prophet, or you they refer to the Sahabi. Huh? You are waiting to direct to Allah, and the hadith Al-Qudsi. You are waiting to refer to the Prophet, and the hadith Al-Marfu'. You are waiting to refer to the Sahabi, and the hadith Al-Mawquf. Not so? Like that. So all of them things here, now then they refer, where they say, يُعْرَفُ بِهِ حَالُ الرَّاوِي وَالْ Marwi min nahiyat al-qabul wal-rad in terms of accepting the hadith or rejecting the hadith. Is that clear? Mawdu'uhu. Now, any subject, you get main thing where you look at. Not so? Now, any subject, you get the main thing you look at. Where you study now? What's not the main thing you look at? Al-Kalimat? Al-Arabiyya? Not where they deal with Panamo? Naam. In order to study Naho, you begin to talk John is a boy, for example, no? When you study Fiqh, what's not the main thing you look at? Af'al Al-Mukallafin. If you look at the actions of other than the people away, the responsibility of Islamic law, it don't there for not so. Now they look at and say, what in this person do so? Now wajib. This na sunnah. This na. Now this is the look at in the study of fiqh. So when you study ilmul hadith or mustalahul hadith, what in the mawdu? Two things, not so. As-sanadu wal-matnu. As-sanadu wal-matn. The sanad, now what in? Now the chain of the reporters, they not so. Na ina as-sanad. The matan na the hadith. The hadith inserted na ina di matan. That na the text, eh? Aywa. That's the sanad na di rawi, eh? The matan na di marwi. Now, I make al-Imam al-Suyuti fain al-Fiyya. He say, ilmu al-hadithi zu qawaneena tuhad yudra biha ahwalu matnin wa sanad. Fadhanika al-mawdu'u wal-maqsudu an yu'rafa al-maqbulu wal-mardudu. He say, ilmu al-hadithi zu qawaneena tuhad. That's the sort of hadith. And the study we get rules, you get qawaid, you get qawaneen, you get usul. Clear? Through the wire, yudra biha, then they know ahwalu matnin wa sanad. That then they know the ahwal of the rawi and the marwi. Fadhanika. Then two things then they, that is sanad and the matn, al-mawdu. Then the mawdu of hadith. Clear? والمقصود أن يعرف المقبول والمردود. What is the main thing in the study of hadith? Now for make we know the hadith المقبول from the hadith المردود. Now this is the faida and the benefit is for study ilm al-hadith. So now the third point of faida to تمييز المقبول من المردود من الأخبار. For differentiate, تمييز. If they study the hadith, mustalahul hadith, for differentiate between the hadith where they accept and the hadith where they reject. وَاضِحُهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ أَلَّفَ فِيهِ تَعْلِيفًا مُسْتَقِلًا. The first person will write a separate book. Clear? That means if you don't write, where they include the rules or the principles of hadith. But for make a separate only on hadith, on mustalahul hadith, the first person for us who al-Qadhi Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Khalad. This is the first person we write on mustalahul hadith. Khalas al-Mutawaffa sanata 360. He died the year 360. The first person we write a separate book on Mustalahul Hadith, he died with here 360. In him, Al Qadhi Abu Muhammad Al Hasan Ibn Abdul Rahman Ibn Khalad. Thank you, Kolam Ara Mahramazi. He died the year 360. Allafa kitabahu. In book, we write na al-muhadith al-fasil bayn al-rawi wal-wa'i. These are the book in title. Al-muhadith al-fasil bayn al-rawi wal-wa'i. Wa allafa fihi ulama'u akharun. Other scholars have also then write Mustalah al-Hadith Kal-Hakim Wal-Khatib Khatib al-Baghdadi Faman ba'dahum. And the other scholars that will come after them. Al-Farq bayna al-Hadith wa Mustalah al-Hadith. What is the difference between Hadith and Mustalah al-Hadith? Then to sort that out, what is the difference? Mustalah al-Hadith هو العلم المشتمل للقواعد. مصطلح الحديث هو العلم يعني subject المشتمل we comprise of what is للقواعد he comprise of the principles the rules التي يتوصل بواسطتها إلى تمييز الصحيح من السقيم من الأحاديث. Now a subject we comprise of the rules we they use. That not the means. The rules they will not the means for make we able to differentiate the means between the sahih min al-saqim. Where is the saqim? Nana marid. Al-saqim a al-marid. Al-marad a al-saqam. Sickness For differentiate. Kaputa apos ba? Kaputa apos. Kajet me an. You don't make a set, yeah?
No.
Okay. So you're not man, eh? I don't see which I shake here, so tomorrow I nail it. Not also? Now go. It differentiates the Sahih min al-Saqim, al-Marid, eh? Min al-Ahadith. Wa amma al-Hadith. Now, don't know Mustalah, not also? Mustalah. In the deal with the principles, where they help you for differentiate whose hadith we correct and the one we know correct. Whose hadith we for accept and the one we know for accept. The hadith we okay and the hadith we you know okay. This time, Mustalah al hadith they do. Wa amma al hadith. What about the hadith? فَهُوَ أَقْوَالُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَفْعَالُهُ وتقريراته. This is the hadith. أقوال النبي. The sayings of the Prophet. وأفعاله and the actions. وتقريراته and the approvals of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Things they will in or do. Then can tell us or he witness other Sahaba they do have, but you know condemn us. Clear? This is the call within. The taqreer, taqreerat. Then another thing, مصطلح الحديث من علوم الوسائل. You know, say the ulum, the knowledge in Islam, or generally, they divide into two. We get the ilmu al-ghaya, then we get the ilmu al-wasila. We get knowledge of it in a means for sabi the other things. We get knowledge if you say, now for make you sabi and make you learn the other things. Now the main target. For example, the Quran. The Quran, not the means, but the Quran is the target. It is learn Nahu for sabi, Quran. It is learn Balagha for sabi, Quran. So you don't say, now so, Usulul Fiqh and Fiqh. Which one are the target? Which one are the means? The target are all sabi fiqh. Not so. What is the help you for sabi fiqh? Now the usul. Clear? The usul, now they help you for make you sabi the fiqh. Because now inside the usul, now they're going to say this na am, this na khas, this na mutlaq, this na muqayyad, this na mujmal, this na mubayyad. Not so. Inside mustalahu al-had, sorry, ulu. أصول الفقه أصول الفقه نعم يقول إبري لا لا يكون أخوة أنت أنا جامعة الشريعة نولي سي كلية الشريعة أنا جامعة So مصطلح الحديث in a waiting now means clear for waiting for hadith For sabi hadith, then for sabi mustalah al-hadith. So in a means. فمصطلح الحديث من علوم الوسائل وهو يخدم للحديث النبوي. إن صار يخدم. إن إليه. إن صار لحديث النبوي. وأما الحديث. What about the hadith? فمن علوم الغاية. In the target. In one of the subjects, we are the target, the fiqh, the Quran, not also the Hadith, the Aqidah. Clear? Then why? Now the target them. Who want for know? So now I make with the land the other subject them. Now they are the bridge. Now they are the means for take we to the understanding of the other subject. You don't clear? من علوم الغاية التي يسعى إلى معرفتها كل مسلم. So hadith in the target way it is said يسعى إلى معرفتها كل مسلم. Every Muslim يسعى إلى make effort إلى معرفتها ونعم يتأسى ويتأسى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and let it go follow قد خالك أسوة that was أسوة the verb نحن نحن يتأسى. Clear? For me, somebody go copy the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam wa yattabi'u sunnatahu and he follow in sunnah. Another thing that فمصطلح الحديث ما الحديث the study of مصطلح and the study of hadith it does sound like putting كالنحوي بالنسبة للنطق العربي it does sound like نحو in terms of speaking Arabic والكتابة العربية and writing Arabic. Like how مصطلح الحديث it is serve the hadith now so back the Nahu if you want to talk correct Arabic pass Nahu the inside not so if you want to write correct Arabic pass Nahu the inside if you not so that then we meet by writing not you لما يا نبي الله موسى ليس عندك أبوك See, I said, in that as well. They say, Limaya Nabila is Musa Leza in that car. Not so. The cassette door up. And when the cassette rap, I didn't come and then they come out. So I make it now. For control within, the nutqul arabiyya, for speak Arabic, and for writer. فَكَمَا أَنَّ النَّهْوَ يَخْدِمُ لِلْعَرَبِيَّةِ Like how the study of nahu, it is an Arabic language, وَيَمْنَعُ صَاحِبَهُ مِنَ الْخَطَئِ فِي الْكَلَامِ And it prevents the person who is studying nahu from mistakes where he talk. فَكَذَلِكَ مُصْطَلَحُ الْحَدِيثِ Now so again, this very, 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 very important subject we then call مُصْطَلَحُ الْحَدِيثِ Now so in back, يَخْدِمُ لِلْحَدِيثِ It is صَاحِبُ الْحَدِيثِ وَيُعَرِّفُ صَاحِبَهُ And it is show the first way to study مُصْطَلَحُ الْحَدِيثِ It is show within الصَّحِيحَ مِنَ الضَّعِيفِ It is show on the hadith of Sahih, we correct? And the hadith way, ضعيف. أهمية علم الحديث. Within the importance of this مصطلح الحديث. For study, مصطلح الحديث. Important or not important? If it's important, it's not important. Huh? You lose me? إن لعلم الحديث أهمية عظمى بالغة. مصطلح الحديث it gets great importance. Clear? It gets very deep and high level. Eh? قال الحافظ العراقي say for top of the importance of علم الحديث he says فعلم الحديث خطير وقعه خطير ما ينطو دينجاو خطير أنا important clear imposition is very very important وكثير نفعه in benefit is plenty عليه مدار أكثر الأحكام most of the rules that they make inside Sharia clear this is correct this قول راجي this is حرام this is بدعة this is سنة إذا أرادوا مصطلح الحديث most of the rules in them It is around that. Because now when you study Mustalah al-Hadith, you know that this is a Hadith Sahih, based upon that, now you make a ruling for say, this is the correct position. Not so? Now when you know say, this Hadith, through the study of Mustalah of the Hadith, you know, say this is a hadith mawdu', this is a fabricated hadith, then you make a ruling for say, this is na qawlu da'if. Not so? Not so. Not so. So now through this, I make say, alayhi madar, from the what nadara? For revolt, eh? For revolt. So the study of the for extract ahkam, the rule is then, iriya aramotin, mustalahul hadith. إلى لكم وليس خلاص وبه يعرف الحلال والحرام natural then they know what is halal from what is haram ولأهله اصطلاح and the people them way now they get this subject the one they will qualify the one they will specialize in this subject then get what is اصطلاح then get watch them then get watch them لا بد للطالب min fahmihi. The student, if was submitted what's them, no way. Clear? For example, you meet them with hadith mursal. Hadith on mursal. If you not submit what's the hadith mursal, you're going to make ruling. Huh? You meet them, they say this is hadith mursal. If it is not hadith mursal, it do for make ruling from or you not do for make ruling from? Who say you go make, you go not say do or you not do? Now we sabi, we na hadith, mursal. And the scholars them, they get differences. Even the scholars of hadith about the mursal or they are not so mursal. So if you meet the differences of the scholars them, what should you take? Which are the old? So, Al-Imam Al-Hafiz Al-Iraqi, Al-Hafiz Al-Iraqi, now in statement this about the importance of hadith. قالت طيبي العلم بحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وروايته من أشرف العلوم وأفضلها. You don't care? He says, the study of Putin, the hadith of the Prophet, and for no the riwayah, this is one of Putin, أشرف العلوم وأفضلها. Now the most respectable knowledge, and now the best. لأنه ثاني أدلة علوم الإسلام. The study of hadith, what's in the second dalil? Huh? Although, they say, you know they say Al-Qur'an summa sunnah, eh? Sheikh? Al-Qur'an summa sunnah, that's what they say? What do they say? Wa sunnah. Now they ask you for me to give you masahir al-sharia, what do they say? Qur'an, wa sunnah, wa al-jumaah, the dalil, eh? لأنه ثاني أدلة علوم الإسلام ومادة علم الأصول والأحكام. Now, the study of أصول. Before everybody, they will say this is عام, this is خاص. Not a دليل yet was. Now from the دليل already they look, then they will pull say this is عام or خاص. When I make أصول حديث, إن the مادة. Now from there then they look for no say this is عام or this is خاص. So now make the name of the Putin for ilm al-usul wal-ahkam. You want to read in bracket, Fath al-Mughib, Sharhu al-Fiyat al-Hadith al-Iraqi, this is the book name. Who say you make this statement? Then this last one, Al-Khulasa fi ilm al-Hadith. Khalas? So, one of the things that will make the study of Hadith important, na fahmu kalami a'immat al-Hadith fahman sahihan. It will help you for understand the statements of the scholars of hadith properly. Number two, التحقق من صحة أحكام المحدثين على الأحاديث. The study of Mustalah al-Hadith, it will help you for confirm the rulings the way the scholars of hadith they make for any hadith. If a scholar says, now make it see some scholars and they say, this hadith is not sahih, not da'if. What are scholars? They say, not da'if, this is not hadith hasan. And see? So all of this now as a result of putting the knowledge of ilmu المصطلح، علم يعرف به على الراوي والمروي من حيث القبول والرد وما يتبع ذلك من كيفية التحمل والأداء والضبط. دانا 29 to the second, inside them 4 days there, we were able to memorize by Konya.
Inshallah.
And when we get 34 lines.